The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This is Trivia for Kids, where it's not just for adults anymore.
Hi.
Hello, everybody.
Oh, sorry.
No.
Sorry.
Hi.
Hi. Hi. Go ahead and go.
Okay. Hello, everybody.
Hi there. Casey here.
Quinn here.
Casey and Quinn have had a bit of a rough weekend. Started off by Quinn and Ren not going to school on Friday.
Yep.
And then we went to the clinic and found out that you have...
Strep.
You know what else is going around town? Influenza. So between strep, they tested positive for strep, negative for influenza. And then we found out that there's a shortage in medications, liquid medications. So thankfully, Quinn and Ren are able to swallow pills. So you were able to get on something to help you out. But it's been a rough go this weekend, hasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Not really too much exciting to talk about just because we've sort of been closed in all weekend and keeping to ourselves. But we're on the mend.
Feeling much better.
Medicine's helping. Oh, and you had an ear infection.
Oh, yeah. That was horrid.
Which you probably haven't had an ear infection since you were, I don't know, a baby. So a few times you were screaming and crying so loud, I thought you were having a baby.
It
must have been pretty painful.
It was. It was a very painful.
So our voices are a little funny because of our sickness, but just bear with us and know we're on the mend, and hopefully by next episode, hopefully we'll be back to normal.
Hopefully.
So we have two jokes this week. Listener River just had two good jokes, and so we're going to let you guys hear both of them. All right. What do you call a really heavy cake? A pound cake.
Ha!
That's what you call Brooks, and then he gets annoyed.
Brooks calls Ren. Ren calls Brooks pound cake, and...
it drives him crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Next joke. What did the stoplight say to the other stoplight?
I don't know.
Stop blinking at me, I'm changing!
That one was funny.
Good joke. Thanks, River. All right. You ready for a sick episode 49?
Yep.
Don't sound so excited.
Oh, yeah!
That's better.
Here's how the show works. Trivia for Kids consists of 5 rounds with 7 questions each. We will announce the answers at the end of each round. Each new round will have a different category. After the 5th round, we will have the final exam, which will test you on the toughest questions we have covered in the previous rounds. Everyone ready? Let's get started!
Round 1. The category is FIFA World Cup. Thank you to Sienna and Arden for this category idea. Thanks, Sienna and Arden. Question 1. Where was the very first World Cup held? Question 2. How quick was the fastest goal in World Cup history scored? Question 3. What was the longest wait between FIFA World Cup tournaments? Question 4. What award is given to the most outstanding player at each World Cup? Question 5. True or false? The FIFA World Cup is for men's soccer only. Question 6. Where is the 2022 Men's FIFA World Cup currently taking place? Question 7. How many World Cups has the United States won? And now the answers to round 1. So, Quinn, now that it is World Cup time, how much soccer have we been watching in our household?
Constant. I haven't even gotten to watch any TV. You guys are hogging the TV
screen. Constantly. Dad watches every game, doesn't he?
Mm-hmm.
And we were pretty disappointed. We all watched the USA game yesterday, and what happened?
We didn't get dominated, but we didn't do very well.
We lost to the Netherlands, but we're not sore losers, so congratulations to the Netherlands and US. Good job. It was a really good effort, and it was good. They did well. Question 1. Where was the very first World Cup held?
Uruguay. They hosted it in 1930, where Uruguay won and beat Argentina 4-2.
So that's pretty cool. They hosted the first one, and then they won the first one. Maybe they knew they were so good. They were like, hey, I got an idea. Let's hold like a world championship because we know we're going to beat everybody anyway.
That would be funny, yeah.
But it worked because they've been doing the World Cup since 1930.
Nice.
Question 2. What was the fastest goal in World Cup history?
10.8 seconds.
Turkish soccer legend Hakan Şükür scored a goal against South Korea in the 2002 World Cup bronze medal match just 10.8 seconds after the opening whistle.
That's amazing.
That's so fast. How is that possible?
No idea.
Question 3. What was the longest wait between FIFA World Cup tournaments?
12 years.
Because of World War II, the World Cup was not held between 1938 and 1950. As a result, Italy, which won the World Cup in 1934 and 1938, was the reigning world champion for a record 16 years.
That's funny.
Yeah, I feel like lately we've had a couple questions where World War II has kind of, you know, things didn't happen because, yeah. Because of all that. Well, I suppose if it was the World War, everybody was involved, so.
Mm-hmm.
Question 4. What award is given to the most outstanding player at each World Cup?
The Golden Ball. The Golden Ball for the best player was first awarded in 1982.
Huh. Do you suppose it's made out of real gold?
I doubt it, but I'm sure it's, like, really nice and polished and...
Well, I bet that's true.
Nice.
Question 5. True or false? The FIFA World Cup is for men's soccer only.
False. The Women's World Cup takes place every 4 years in the year following the men's tournament. The next Women's World Cup will take place in 2023 and 2027.
Yep. So we're watching the men now, and then we'll watch the women next year.
Nice. I'll be excited to see some girls on the soccer team.
Yeah, man. Question 6. Where is the 2022 Men's FIFA World Cup currently taking place?
Qatar!
It's a warm place.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to visit Qatar.
I did not know that it was a warm place, yep. But
Question 7. How many World Cups has the United States won?
The men have never won. The women have won 4. Yeah, let's go, Queen Bees.
I didn't put this in because it was a women-centric question, but interesting. The men haven't won, but the women have won 4 times. They won the last World Cup, actually.
That's nice.
Yeah. Go USA women and USA men. We like you both equally. And we really like Weston McKinney's hair.
Oh, the red, white, and blue hair?
Yeah, we thought that was awesome.
Ha.
Round 2. The category is food. Question 1. What food item has been stolen more than any other in the history of the world? Question 2. Which fictional character is credited with increasing spinach consumption in the United States by a third? Question 3. What is the most widely eaten food in the world? Question 4. An enchilada is from which kind of cuisine? Question 5. Shirley, Ailsa Craig, and Mr. Stripey are all types of what? Question 6. What is the most widely eaten meat in the world? Question 7. What is the most common food allergen?
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Round 2 answers. Question 1. What food item has been stolen more than any other in the history of the world?
Cheese. Why cheese?
I don't know. Cheese, I think cheese.
It's helpful.
I think cheese can be pretty expensive. And so, like, really good cheese and really aged cheese can be really expensive. So maybe people who can't afford it stole it. I don't know. Question 2. Which fictional character is credited with increasing spinach consumption in the United States by a third?
Popeye. Okay, so don't get me wrong. You see the guy with the pipe?
Yeah. Popeye is a really, really old cartoon. I was wondering if it was even a valid question for Trivia for Kids because Popeye is such an old cartoon. So do you know who he is?
He's like a sailor with a pipe.
He's a sailor and he eats spinach. And when he eats spinach, it makes him really, really strong. And then he can like punch out the bad guys. And so because of Popeye, people started to buy spinach because they thought it would do the same for them.
I never knew the story of Popeye.
Yep. Question 3. What is the most widely eaten food in the world?
Rice.
Makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like rice is in most cuisines.
Mm-hmm. It's eaten in a bunch of different places in the world, so yeah, it makes sense.
Question 4. An enchilada is from which kind of cuisine?
The Mexican cuisine.
I love Mexican food.
I don't very much.
You like tacos.
I do.
And you like fajitas.
I love Chinese food.
Yes, you like Chinese food the best. I do like Mexican food. Question 5. Shirley, Ailsa Craig, and Mr. Stripey are all types of what?
Tomatoes.
I have never heard of any of those.
I haven't either.
I've heard of Roma tomatoes or cherry tomatoes or beefsteak tomatoes, but never Shirley.
What?
Never
Mr.
Ailsa
Stripey?
Craig. Nope, Mr. Stripey. I don't know him either. Suppose they're striped.
That's what I was
I would assume. Question 6. What is the most widely eaten meat in the world?
Pork.
And pork comes from which animal?
Pigs.
Do you like pork?
No.
What?
I don't like meat that much.
Do you like bacon?
I do. I love bacon.
What
I
about ham?
Bacon. I'm not a big fan of ham.
I love pork. Question 7. What is the most common food allergen?
Nuts.
Ah, nuts. Having a nut allergy would be awful. I feel so bad for those people. Nuts are in everything.
Yeah. So would a lactose intolerant thing, though.
Yeah. Being lactose intolerant would be hard, but that nut allergy, ooh, that would be hard. And people
or
who
gluten.
And people who have that nut allergy, it is dangerous. Like, even a trace of nuts can make them really, really, really dangerously sick sometimes. Round number 3. The category is trains. Question 1. In which country was the locomotive invented? Question 2. What is the type of passenger train which operates on Japan's high-speed railway network and is capable of reaching a maximum speed of 320 kilometers or about 200 miles per hour? Question 3. This question comes from listener Noah. Thank you, Noah. Which television star is a blue steam engine with a number 1 painted on its side? Question 4. Prior to locomotive engines, what were trains powered by? Question 5. Which animal has a long feather trail behind them called a train, which helps attract the attention of others? Question 6. Which country has the longest railway network in the world? Question 7. The first underground railway was constructed in which city in 1863? And now the answers to round number 3. Question 1. In which country was the locomotive invented?
England.
Mining engineer Richard
Trevithick
invented the first steam-powered locomotive engine on rails in England in 1802.
Good job, Richard.
Excellent job, Richard. Tip-top.
Spit spot.
Question 2. What is the type of passenger train which operates on Japan's high-speed railway network and is capable of reaching a maximum speed of 320 kilometers or about 200 miles per hour?
Bullet train.
That is a fast train.
I know. I like was like, ooh, when you were reading that.
That would be, I wish we had those in the U.S. That would be sweet to be able to travel that quickly. So would you ride on the bullet train?
If there were no windows.
Oh, you think it would be scary to see outside?
Well,
seeing things whooshing by?
Well, being in a car at like 60 miles per hour is enough.
Yep, that's true. Question 3. Which television star is a blue steam engine with a number 1 painted on its side?
Thomas! Thomas the Train.
Thomas the Tank Engine. Yep. Yeah. And Percy and Sir Topham Hatt and...
Did I ever watch this?
I don't think so. Do you know any of the other guys' names? I only can think of Percy.
I don't know, but I don't know any of the other ones either.
Question 4. Prior to locomotive engines, what were trains powered by?
People, horses, or gravity? How does this gravity one work?
Gravity means that there would be a train rails, and if the train was rolling downhill, gravity would move the train.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Yep.
But eventually you'd get to a point where you can't go lower anymore.
Then you'd have to use people or horses to push it back up the hill. Oof. And then the gravity would bring it back down.
Do they have to, like, actually push it?
Or pull it, probably.
Oof.
Thank you, steam engines and regular engines.
Yeah,
now.
And Richard.
Question 5. Which animal has a long feather trail behind them called a train, which helps attract the attention of others?
A peacock. When I saw this answer, I was like, Mom, what are you doing? There's no peacock included that has anything to do with a train.
Oh, and then it clicked, huh?
Yep.
Yep, that big tail feather that they have is called a train.
Nice.
Question 6. Which country has the longest railway network in the world?
The United States.
That surprised me. I feel like we don't travel on trains very often in the United States, but we do have a train track that runs through our town that transports agriculture things and coal, and so
that's
the
true.
U.S. has the largest railway network.
And it passes through a lot.
Yeah, I think like 16 times a day or something.
Wait, what?
Yeah, it's often. Question 7. The first underground railway was constructed in which city in 1863?
London.
Mind the gap. So what that means is on the London subway, there must be a gap where you have to step over from the platform into the train. And so I guess over the loudspeaker, it's called the tube. In the tube, the loudspeaker always says, mind the gap.
Have you ever been there?
No, I don't know. It's famous because it was the very first one. So, I don't know. I guess I just know stuff about the London subway.
Nice. It's good to know. Interesting stuff.
Round 4. The category is the nativity. Question 1. Whose birthday do we celebrate on Christmas Day? Question 2. What was the name of the angel that told the Virgin Mary she would have a child? Question 3. Why were Mary and Joseph unable to stay at the inn? Question 4. What type of building was Jesus born in? Question 5. After a visit from the angel, who were the first visitors of baby Jesus? Question 6. What gifts did the three wise men bring to Jesus? Question 7. Jesus has another name that means God with us. What is this other name? A And now the round four answers. So Quinn, with Christmas coming, we had to do a category about the number one most important person around Christmas. And that is who?
Me. No, I'm just kidding. Jesus.
Jesus, of course. So enjoy this category leading up to Christmas. Question one, whose birthday do we celebrate on Christmas Day?
Jesus himself.
Jesus Christ, yep. Was born on Christmas Day. Although I don't know that it's actually, I think they just designated December 25th as his birthday. I don't know if they know exactly when it really was, but it's just really? The day we celebrate. Question two, what was the name of the angel that told the Virgin Mary that she would have a child?
Gabriel. I thought she told... So we had Sunday school today because it is a Sunday. And I heard that the angel told Joseph that he should name Jesus.
Yep.
So, he told Mary she would have a child, right. But he told Joseph what to name him.
Right. He came to tell Joseph, like, hey, don't leave Mary. She didn't,
do anything to you.
Yep. She didn't do anything wrong. Question three, why were Mary and Joseph unable to stay at the inn?
There was no room.
Oh, man. If I was in labor and I went to a place and said, hey, I'm having a baby. I need a place to stay. And the guy said, sorry, there's no room. You can go out to the barn.
I'd be like, get everybody out of here.
Figure something out, right? Well, and he did. He let him go in the barn.
Wow. So nice.
Question four, what type of building was Jesus born?
A stable.
And I think the significance of Jesus being born in a stable is sort of like, you would never expect the king to be born in such a humble way, in such like a poor, humble way. And so the fact that Jesus came to us in a barn, in a stable, really says something.
Mm-hmm.
Question five. After a visit from the angel, who were the first visitors of baby Jesus?
The shepherds.
And they were so afraid, and the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you tidings of great joy that shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord.
You've watched Charlie Brown.
I have. I learned that Bible verse from Linus himself. Question six. What gifts did the three wise men bring to Jesus?
Gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
Question seven. Jesus has another name that means God with us. What is his other name?
Emmanuel.
Yep. Emmanuel.
Emmanuel.
Who's excited for Christmas?
Me!
Me.
I just had to yell. So important.
So exciting. Yay, happy birthday to you, Jesus. Round five. The category is, now that's silly. Question one. How fast was the first person going that was ever convicted of speeding? Question two. What was Walt Disney afraid of? Question three. What is Cookie Monster's real name? Question four. Who said, I'm the President of the United States, and I'm not going to eat any more broccoli? Question five. What were the first ice hockey pucks made out of? Question 6. Where would you find the columella on a human body? Question 7. What food could turn your skin color orange throughout your body?
And now the answers to round 5. Question 1. How fast was the first person ever convicted of speeding?
8 miles per hour.
You're kidding.
No. 8.
It's like, oh, you're moving as fast as a snail. Here's your speeding ticket.
There's a guy running next to you over there going faster than you, but here's your speeding ticket.
Question 2. What was Walt Disney afraid of?
Mice.
That's the thing, though. His main character is Mickey Mouse.
Right. That's why it's silly. Ironic, huh?
Question 3. What is Cookie Monster's real name?
Sid.
You're kidding.
I don't like it. I think his name is Cookie. Not Sid.
That's funny. Question 4. Who said, I'm the president of the United States and I'm not going to eat any more broccoli?
George H.W. Bush. In retaliation, disgruntled California broccoli growers shipped 4.5 tons of broccoli to the White House, where it was donated to homeless shelters and soup kitchens around Washington, D.C.
So the president didn't want to eat broccoli.
Because the president said, I'm not eating any broccoli anymore. And the people who grew broccoli were like,
but
this is not good for us. So they sent him a whole bunch of it.
And then he sent it off to homeless shelters, which is good. But you gotta eat your vegetables, guys.
Yeah, broccoli is super healthy and good for you.
Question 5. What were the first ice hockey pucks made out of?
Cow dung.
That is disgusting. Did they have to mold it?
No, because the first hockey rinks were on ponds in the middle of fields where cows were. And so they would pick up a cow pie that was frozen, because it had to be frozen because it was outside, so the lake would be frozen to play hockey on. So they'd pick up the cow pie and throw it on the ice and knock it around with some sticks. Hockey puck. I think it's pretty ingenious.
Sure.
Sure.
Question 6. Where would you find the columella on a human body?
The space between your nostrils.
So this little wiggly thing in between my nostrils.
Yeah, right.
Isn't
there.
Isn't it made out of cartilage?
Yeah. Columella.
Columella. Question 7. What food could turn your skin the color orange throughout your body?
Carrots. You would need to eat about 20 to 50 milligrams of beta carotene per day for a few weeks to raise your levels enough to see the skin discoloration. One medium carrot has about 4 milligrams of beta carotene in it. So if you're eating 10 carrots a day for a few weeks, you could start developing orange skin.
Like baby carrots?
No, I think it would have to be a pretty decent sized carrot. But
how come bunnies aren't orange? Well, they don't eat like carrots for like every day. I mean,
right.
That makes sense. Because
they probably would. I mean, I don't know if you'd be able to see it because their skin is under their fur, but.
Yeah.
You gonna give it a try?
I wish.
Gonna eat a whole bunch of carrots.
I honestly want to.
And now it's time for the final exam. Now remember, you've heard these questions in the previous rounds, but these were the hardest ones we've had. So use your memory and try to think back to what the answers are. Question 1. Where was the very first World Cup held?
Uruguay.
Question 2. What is the most widely eaten food in the world?
Rice.
Question 3. The first underground railway was constructed in which city in 1863?
London.
Mind the gap. Question 4. Jesus has another name that means God with us. What is this other name?
Emmanuel.
Question 5. Where would you find the columella on the human body?
The space in between your nostrils.
Question 6. What award is given to the most outstanding player at each World Cup?
The golden ball.
Question 7. What is the most common food allergen?
Nuts.
Ah, nuts. You ready for bed?
No. Mom, it's 4:38.
I know, but you're sick.
Oh, I just bumped the microphone. Well, that's unfortunate. Mind the gap.
Mind the gap. I hope you feel better. I'm so sorry you've been so
you
sick.
You too.
Okay. Eat your beta carotene.
Yep.
Eat your broccoli.
Turn yourself into a clownfish.
What?
You don't know what color a clownfish is.
Yeah, I do.
They're orange.
Oh, I know. All right, have a good week, everybody. Thanks for listening.
Love you guys. Bye.
Please follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Trivia for Kids Podcast. And if you have a question idea or even an entire category, please email us at Trivia for Kids Podcast at gmail.com.